Hello everybody, I'm George Myland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. But I'm commenting on some sickening scenes in Northern Ireland where lots of houses were set on fire overnight. It comes on the incident when a black man from Sudan allegedly tried to cut somebody's head off, and it's said that he was claimed asylum in the United Kingdom. He's going to be charged with that. I've no idea if he's guilty or not. I'm not prejudging the outcome of that. But because of this alleged incident, then there's been this surge of racist violence, which is really disgraceful. So if a black person commits a crime, he or she is guilty of that. Nobody else is. People who happen to have the same amount of melanin are not guilty of it. When a white commits a crime, likewise, I'm not guilty of it just because I happen to be the same skin color. So guilt is individual. It's not racial and so forth. So unfortunately, there's some residual racialism. I thought we were past that. Like, Northern Ireland is an increasingly multiracial society. I was there not a year ago. So a considerable percentage of people are not white. Remember, when I first started going in the 90s, it'd been under 1%. It might be something like 5%. Obviously, Belfast a bit higher than that. Not as high as the average in the United Kingdom, and so on. So this it really is sickening. And so hundreds of men wearing balaclavas and so on, being carried bottles, some of them broken to use as weapons, carrying bricks, burning bins, because they're sort of flammable material like paper in there, some of them allegedly shrieking foreigners out and so on. So it's distressingly reminiscent of the most horrific scenes of the Troubles. I was just reflecting this the other day how, you know, from the 70s to the 90s, almost every news item out of Northern Ireland was bad news. Unfortunately, we're well past that. There are teenagers who just don't even know the Troubles took place. So vehicles have been attacked. A bus has been burnt. You know, you're against murder, so am I. Why should you burn a bus? You think illegal immigration is too high, or even legal immigration? All right, it's a legitimate point of view. There are lots of ways to express that. It's no justification for vandalism. Destroying a publicly owned vehicle worth hundreds of thousands of pounds, attacking the police service in Northern Ireland. Mercifully, nobody's been killed in these riots, but I'm afraid it's only a matter of time. Setting fire on people's houses, you could murder people, including little children, elderly people, babies that are the least likely to be able to get out on time. So, you know, there are black families who've lived in Northern Ireland for decades. They've been targeted. Likewise, immigrants from Ukraine, even though they're white, they've been attacked. If it's not better, it's not worse. So nobody should be mistreated for his or her nation and so forth. So the Northern Ireland Fire Service, they put out 62 fires last night that they reckon were started deliberately. So it's very troubling. And so people have had to be led to safety. The PSNI has had to be there to protect people. You know, reading about this unfortunate girl from Ukraine who was driven out of her house and how she was so scared. Wow. I mean, she's never done anything wrong. Why should she be mistreated? So some children without homes, you think of the trauma you inflict on these people. You know, I could have been born black. I'd be the same person, the same needs, the same emotions. And I wouldn't want this to happen to me. It shouldn't happen to them either. It's wrong if people are targeted because they're white or brown or yellow or whatever, or they're Catholic or Protestant or Christian or any denomination, or Muslim or atheist or Jewish or Hindu or Buddhist or Sikh or whatever. People have come to the United Kingdom illegally. Okay, that's bad. We can process them, should be deported unless a very good reason otherwise. But they should not be subjected to violence and so on. So some people have come to the UK illegally, which is not tantamount to murder. Even if this man has committed it, that doesn't mean that all who have come illegally are guilty on the same scale or anything even remotely approaching it. So yeah, it's just terrible what people have suffered. And now, the Somali community in particular, they feel very much in danger. So wow. So fortunately, politicians really from across the political spectrum have denounced that these are terrible crimes. Goodness, what else are we going to do? So, you know, the Ulster Unionist Party, the Social Democratic and Labour Party, Sinn Féin, the Democratic Unionist Party, the Alliance Party of Northern Ireland, and so forth. So they are really cowardly, detestable thugs are going around dressed all in black, trying to intimidate people. So yeah, it's time to be merciful and promote goodwill, reconciliation, and so on. And of course, you know, we could get it in the neck. Irish people, British people, Northern Irish, I mean, not Northern Irish, whites, Christians, people from a post-Christian background saying, look how bad you are. Look how vicious and cruel you are. Because the people committing these crimes, they come from the same categories as me. I would guess. They're almost all white. They're from a Christian or post-Christian background, you know. They're British and or Irish and so forth. So wow, it's very troubling what's happened. Stop it now. So it really is revolting and despicable, this pogrom. So you know, well done to the PSNI for responding sharply to it. And I hope those who attempted murder by burning down somebody else's house, what else did they attempt to do? Get the life sentences that they deserve. Goodness, what else can I say? Well, why should anybody listen to me? I'm a nobody, all right? But a few people do listen to me. This is my penny's worth. If there's even a slight chance it does any good, I should say it. You know, stop the violence now. Okay, you're horrified by this attempted murder. Maybe you're right, it really was an attempted murder. So am I. But there's no reason you should attack innocent people. Okay, you think that illegal immigration is too high, or even legal immigration is too high? You might be right. There are many other avenues to express that viewpoint, the things you can do about it, but there's not the slightest justification whatsoever for any attack on people, or you know, intimidation or violence or things like that. So stop the violence. And if you know anything about it, please tell the PSNI and put these thugs behind bars. Okay, thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, whatever, Patreon, PayPal, georgecalad790@gmail.com. Goodbye.